Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. How radiant are you? Let's talk about it today and let's get more radiant. Why do we want to get radiant? Because then our light goes ahead of us. Then we contribute everywhere we go to raising the fields and the frequencies in the collective on our planet. And you know what? We're good at it, aren't we? You've tuned into Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and this is a call-in show. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And we have been talking for the last few weeks about things like the feminine, the effect of Pluto and the Mars and Venus. And I've had some of the information not quite as astrologically sorted out as I should. My friend, who's a wonderful astrologer, Deb Klo, has gotten me sorted out about some of it. But what we're still experiencing is as the frequencies on the planet shift, and you and I know we're all in the middle of a shift of consciousness, it's really brought up a lot about the feminine, feminine suppression, how the feminine can we'll use the words re. So let's release the way we've been suppressed, even you guys, how you've been suppressed or the feminine part of you has been suppressed, so that we can go pell-mell down the patriarchal organization that keeps the world, or used to keep the world, humming. And at this time, things are changing. So we're experiencing some of the flotsam and jetsam, some of those feelings that we've had suppressed, some of our need to keep ourselves not quite in black veils or purdah, maybe not over here anyway like that. However, it has been really dangerous to show that we're smart or to take too much charge, and women still aren't making as much as men. I don't want to get really political here. We're not making as much as men out in the workforce. And also, the thing that I love the most about this whole subject is we're learning to appreciate the feminine part of us, which stretches out, incorporates one another, talks about the beauty and the nurturing and all of those other soft things that aren't necessarily the highest status, the highest money-making status you can have. So we're talking about feminine rage, which is one of the things that have been brought up by the Mars and Venus squaring Pluto energy. The feminine rage that's been coming up in, especially on Jackie's show, she's been talking about how it's been coming up in her and a lot of the people listening. And it came up in me a couple of times last week in such a huge way. I think I quote myself as saying, "And Bob was lying under the couch." But anyway, I don't feel that at all. As a matter of fact, I feel the beauty of springtime and the happiness that we're coming into Mother's Day. And there's also that really beautiful feeling that maybe we're pulling the plug on the way we've been plugged or the way we've been stuffed inside of ourselves and not able to express the flowing, nurturing, creative, intuitive, feminine power. And I won't go into politics because it's really not my forte. However, I do know, as Linda Sherman pointed out, you know, having women rising in the world, like the German chancellor, for example, and I can't remember her name, I was reading about her today, but there are big, big, big positions on the planet that have been taken over by women. And there's a lot of changes, aren't there? I was listening to how many of you heard the interview with Almeen, who's really an interesting channel and really talks about a lot of amazing how we're changing, how the collective is changing at this time in history. She talks a lot about that. And what she says is that the limitations that we have felt, and I'm transposing a lot of what she said and connecting it to the feminine, that the limitations that we have experienced vibrationally, because they float around us, and we incorporate them, okay, have been blown away, or a lot of them are being removed and being removed by Creator Spirit at this time, or whatever you think the influences are that are touching and releasing a lot of the repeatable thought processes and patterns in our collective. So that's just one example, and I was listening also to Caroline Corey. I love listening to specific interviews of people who are really cutting edge as far as changing the dynamics in our thought processes. But Caroline Corey was also talking about how how the frequencies have moved up and how we're getting guidance and help by all kinds of multidimensional beings, which she was talking about, that are existing on the earth plane, but they may not be able to be seen because they're in different dimensions, but they're all here in order to participate in this evolutionary time. I love hearing those things, because even though we kind of believe that and know that, I like hearing stories about that. So when I was talking to the guides before this show, and we were discussing what this show would be about, and they were reminding me, we did talk about feminine rage last time, and we did say that we were going to really get back at it this time. And we're also going to do a meditation, the structures meditation, and do some clearing of that which suppresses the feminine parts of our nature, whether you're a boy person or a girl person, in preparation for Mother's Day. Because you and I all know that we carry the pain of our mothers, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, cellular, soulular. We carry the lineage within our body, mind, and we actually live out a lot of the pain that's been handed down. And we're told over and over again lately that we have the capacity to step out of those influences and live the life that we're wanting to create. A lot of us are working on creating our reality all the time. We have the capacity to literally step out of all this old programming. So we're going to go into the structure, and we're going to work with stepping out of or releasing the way the feminine programming has designed or styled us in this lifetime. You can have the best mom, or you can be the best mom. It doesn't matter. This is not about judging. This is about saying, I no longer want to restrain my unfoldment and my blooming and my blossoming and my joie de vivre and my feminine ability to do amazing things. I don't want to restrain that anymore, so let's clear mother's restraints and grandmother's restraints, and actually the feminine in our men folk as well. So we're putting Bob through it here. He has to clear his feminine. What about you guys? So I hope you're going to be calling in after we do the structures and talking about yourself, talking about what's going on in your life, and how the feminine is being cleared in you, or what can we do to help you clear what's been blocked in the feminine part of your nature. Oh, and Mercury's retrograde, and I think that's probably to our advantage right now, because the Mars-Venus, now maybe Deb, you're listening. If you're listening, you can call in and clear me up if I'm not quite right here, but I do feel that the energies, this is without being an astrological wizard here, or wizardess, I do feel that the energies are softer, and then with Mercury retrograde, I think that gives us time to cast back, do some more releasing, really pay attention to what's been left over. How do we clean things up? How do we prepare the soil for the great benefits coming up at the end of that Mercury retrograde? Okie dokie, let's all do our meditation. And our guides and angels are right here. Yours are too. So now let's look above our heads, perhaps two to four miles, and this time we're doing the two golden balls, the tiny, tiny whippity-snip apart. Yeah. And down below your spine, about 40 feet below, another golden ball. Now we're dropping a filament of light from the great central sun down between the two golden balls, down through the spine, all the way down your spine and into the lower golden ball. You feel that filament of light. Mm-hmm. And now from the upper golden balls to about waist high, 20 feet out from the body, drop a four-sided pyramid. Good work. And all the lines of the pyramid are golden, radiant, resonant. And now do the same thing from the four-sided pyramid base, upside down, another four-sided pyramid whose point meets the lower golden ball. And then inside of our octahedron, our eight-sided figure now, our eight-sided structure, put your crystal ball and take a minute and feel the energy of this crystal ball. Good. Now inside of that, be in that spinning crystal disc. Spinning, 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 spinning. Whee! And now whilst you're spinning, see above you a beautiful, or in front of you, beautiful crystalline grid, and on that grid, you place the movies that you're acting in today, the ones of your dreams and desires, your healing and your expansions. And I see myself up there. I always love to see myself becoming more and more multidimensional. And now, whatever you want to see yourself as, go ahead and just really experience yourself being on the crystalline grid. And then we're going to call in the different colored frequencies and have them pour into our body and fill our body and notice the difference in feeling with each color. I like to start with a bright, bright, clear turquoise. And then let's see what else comes. You do it your way, and I'll follow it with pink, bright fuchsia pink, radiant, radiant pink. And now red. And gold. And silver. Green. Good work. And just let those colors stew away in there. You can actually bring them in and use them like acupuncture needles as well. And now our next picture is a project that you want to create, whether it's a home and family, whether it's a garden, whether it's a book, movie, holiday, whatever you want, a love relationship. And see yourself creating that. And see all the resources just coming to you and the help that you need just arrives in magical time. Isn't that great? And see it being fueled with universal light. Yeah. And high frequency, isn't it? And now this is a fun thing as well. Let's call up the Galactic Healing Team for our Galactic Healing Room. Let's see your team. Who are they? Who do they look like? And have them come in and circle around either the chair or the table or however you set up your healing room.
Good.
And now lie on the table or chair, whatever you've got. I like to have the table. Lie on the table yourself and ask for some healing. What is it we need? Mm-hmm. And then see what they bring to you. Good work. Okay. And then ask also if they have any advice for you or any suggestions for what it is you're dealing with. I was just told to relax. Guess I've been rushing around too much. Now wrap your old scenario there in light and move it aside, because remember they can replicate themselves or duplicate themselves. And we're going to create another healing team circle, same beings probably. And then ask, see who wants to come in or bring in someone you know who really needs some help. And have them lie on the table. And then ask for some advice about how to help them. I saw here Jackie, that some of you know, is on my Thursday night show, or I'm with her on her Thursday night show. And she just had surgery, so she just popped in. Okay. And then ask them for what it is they would have us do. And what are they doing? What else can we do to enhance this healing situation for whoever's on your table? Great. Wrap that scene in light. Let's do one more. Okay. Now who's coming to the last one? Okay. Asking for help here and wrapping her as the woman again in light. You're doing some kind of surgery on this one. What's going on with your client, your patient there, your loved one? And ask if there's any advice for this person or any understanding that might help her heal. Now in this case, what I heard was she needs to clear her bitterness. A lot of hers is about bitterness. Oh, that's an interesting thing. Now wrap that in light. Let's do our little political one. Remember, Mother's Day is coming, and we're talking about feminine rage. We're talking about the feminine quite a bit. And my paradigm shifter is talking about green home building, so we're going to have a whole bunch about home. And having a good, clear feminine is a great foundation for home, isn't it? So let's do a political healing and talk about bringing the feminine. Let's see. There's so much feminine oppression around the world, isn't there? And I know a lot of guys are really upset about it, too, so we're not just being sexist here. So let's bring up, and we'll keep the healing team to work because they're so wonderful. Ask for their help, and let's bring an amazing pink light, very, very powerful pulsing pink light to the heart and have it move out in the world and touch and flood oppressed women in various parts of the world. Just flood them with this pink light of respect, love, harmony, healing, appreciation, and watch it as it bounces around the world. Yeah, that's it. And as you finish, you just flood the whole world with the pink harmony. You know, it's going to be so important when we can really be harmonious about looking after our entire species and just taking care of it all, everybody. Wouldn't that be great? We do have the resources here, apparently. All right. Let's bring that pink light back into our heart. Now wrap yourself in the pink light. And we're closing the healing room and then jump into your spinning disc. And go back into the spinning crystalline disc. And then when you're ready, come back into the wonderful audience where we can all share and talk. And please do call in if you'd like to call in. I've noticed this feminine rage. Somebody called me yesterday, somebody who often calls the show, and says, is there something wrong with me? I don't feel angry. I said, no, not really, because what she was bringing up is another level of her own power. But isn't it important when you find out that you've got like a huge rage about it, it's really important to bring it up, scream it out, write about it, dance about it, and so on. There's a lot to be angry about, especially if you've been suppressed. We can't suppress each other anymore, and we cannot let it happen. So what's going on in your world? I want you to call in with your questions, your comments, what's going on in your feminine power, what's going on with you guys about this feminine rage or about the releasing of the feminine, or how do you feel about the fact that the feminine is rising and taking over its balancing force on the planet? It may have to be overbalanced for a while. I was thinking about what Carolyn Corey was saying, too, and she says that by 2012, and then again even more so by 2020, we will no longer have a subconscious. So then I smiled at that and went, I was listening to this. I've listened to her interview a number of times. It ran the last time on April 28th, and I think it's very, very good for those of you who haven't heard the archive yet or you never did hear her show. But she was saying that we're going to be stepping out of the entire subconscious, and that the new species, the new kids coming in, new babies and so on, won't be dealing with the subconscious. Now, I don't know if that's quite true, because that sounds so darn good, because our subconscious is full of a lot of programming that came, as I said earlier, from our lineage, from the cellular lineage, from all over the place. It isn't really who we are. So a lot of the suppressions of stuff that we just were born with, we learned about them, we lived them and didn't really realize that we were suppressed. Oh, goody, we have a caller, and I haven't even given the numbers yet, so you're so welcome to be on the air with me. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jean.
Hi. How are you, Jean?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you feeling suppressed as a woman?
Yeah, I have some questions.
Good.
Actually, we've talked about this, about the guy.
Yes.
Who's kind of a little troubling me. And yesterday I talked to my boss.
Good.
Yeah, but I don't know whether, I told him, and then he looked a bit surprised, because he said the guy, his name is John, who's troubling me, and he looks such a gentleman and quiet guy, but he said he will think about it, and he will talk to the owner of the company, and they did, and in the afternoon, he called me in his office and said he directly talked to John. And the guy denied everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm getting confused. Of course, I think he's probably denying it, but how do you see the whole situation? Do you think I am overreacting?
Just a sec, I'm taking a look. Now, for people at home, what they don't know is that you've been feeling that this fellow is giving you strange, kind of leering
mm-hmm.
looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me just take a look at him. You know, I think you're right, but I think he thinks he's being I don't think he thinks he's expressing anything untoward, you know?
Pardon? I didn't get that.
Okay. I think that you're right, but I don't think he thinks he's revealing anything. All he has to do is say no, and nobody's really going to believe you. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that's because there's no evidence. I cannot prove it. That's only how I feel. But do you think definitely this guy is kind of have some feelings, and he really, that's how you see it, right?
I do. I see that he, here's the question I'm asking my guides,
mm-hmm.
whether or not he just does this with women. Some guys just do that with women, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I don't think you're in danger.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And I think he's probably unconscious about what he does.
Yeah, but he told my boss that he was shocked to hear that. And he's just completely in denial, and I feel like an idiot. So, but my boss, he was very fair, because I do understand that he doesn't know me as much as he doesn't know him, right?
Right.
So he said, he gave him, the guy, a warning, and he's not going to kind of come nearby, or if he has to work with me, he has to go through my boss. And so he really, I think, did his best. But at the same time, I'm getting something that he really doesn't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I feel like I'm just stupid. And I feel, I am kind of making a drama or something out of nothing.
I know, but you know what's really interesting about this is, first of all, I don't think you are A. I don't think John is dangerous, B, right?
Mm-hmm.
But C, this is an old, old problem that people have had for a long, long time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I say this. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. What was it? I was trying to say that it was funny because today we were about to talk about the feminine.
Right.
And it's like, as a feminine, I feel like these guys, including my boss, and say, they're just trying to deal with a situation like a typical guy, typical man. And feel like I'm just feeling the danger, but they say, your feeling is not enough. See, you're just to prove it. Otherwise, we cannot trust you.
And the thing is, you can't prove it.
No, I cannot. It's just he gives me such a weird gaze. But you feel that. But I don't know. Do you think I'm a drama queen?
No. But I do think that this is very, very old. You know what I mean? Like women have been going through this for a long
time.
Women have been going through this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot about sexual harassment in the workplace, and there's always this huge diatribe about whether it's really true. And
Right. But what do you see in this guy? Do you think he's like regretting it, or he's embarrassed, or he's just completely in denial?
I think he's feeling pretty arrogant, like nobody knows what he's thinking and feeling like that. I don't get that he gets...
That means this guy is very cheeky.
Yeah, I would say. He knows there's no proof, Jim. There's no proof. So I don't think he's evil. I don't think he's bad. But I do think he does some kind of leering kind of thing. And I think he just thinks nobody knows. And he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe that you know. Even you know.
I see. What do you mean?
That's and it'd be interesting if another woman had seen it, you would feel less crazy.
Mm.
You know, it's like because we pick it up a mile away.
Right.
Yeah. It's nice to be appreciated by a man.
But with respect. You know, when the man has the respect, that's really nice. But
if he doesn't, if he's just leering at you, you know. I think it's kind of interesting because this is as old as time where, You know what I mean? This is as old as time. That's the kind of, we're supposed to be pretty enough to attract them. So they respond like we're flowers coming by. With either we're attractive or we're not, and so we're always on parade in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you didn't get any support. I mean, basically, your boss didn't really support you by talking to him. It made it more embarrassing. I wish he had been a little more discreet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to work since John knew?
I talked to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, I don't know, but I got the impression that the guy is, like, behaving like as if nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, probably, I think that said, probably he will not really doing something bold or dangerous. And if he doesn't go further, and nobody would question.
I don't think he's going to do anything. I think he'll look away from you.
Okay, good. That's good.
And that's what you wanted anyway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out really well. The only thing I feel sad about is that you don't feel like people really hear you, that you're not really
right. I think that's the kind of thing that I feel misunderstood. And I feel like my boss thinks that... Oh, that's very... He feels probably a little strange about me, too.
Well, it's an uncomfortable situation, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And, and then you cannot really tell people that I just feel that way, you know. And then people wouldn't believe it.
Well, you know, you have to be really careful. There's this old line that says, do not cast your pearls before swine. That means don't tell your favorite stuff or your important things to people that where you don't know what they're going to respond like. But, you know, I'm glad you I wanted you to talk to somebody because you were feeling so endangered there. And now at least that part's out. Because I don't feel there's going to be any huge ramifications or turmoil. I think John's just going to stop talking to you, basically.
Oh, okay. That's good then. Then it was, like, I did the right thing then, talking to my boss.
You did the right thing.
All right.
All right. So just send your boss light and be really good to yourself because you're a very good soul. You're not just a drama queen.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm a little worried because I've been through a lot and I feel like I was in the middle of a whole drama. And I started thinking, is it me, you know?
Am I overreacting to the situation? You could say it is me. You could say, I'm so attractive he can't behave himself and now I'm being disruptive. So good, it's me. But at least you can feel safer now.
Okay.
You know, because he's going to behave. It's not wrong to have been a bit disruptive under those circumstances. It's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a woman on your own, and you needed to stand up for your right there. And
right.
You were frightened. Right. Remember, you were frightened.
Mm-hmm.
So you've at least put light on it all, and I think it's going to be better now.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for your brave call, and thanks for having the braveness.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, well, bless your heart. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
You know, that's an interesting subject, too, because how many of us, you know, it's really nice, isn't it, when a man looks at you, even if you're never going to meet the man, and says you look nice or something. That part's nice, but the leering part, or the part that makes us nervous, is not nice, and it has been historically difficult to find support for that. So it's not a comfortable situation. So it is a good reason for feminine rage in a way, isn't it? Not that Jim said that she was enraged, but there is that feeling of vulnerability where nobody really... This could be in many situations. It doesn't have to just be in the sexual kind of leering thing, but it's really hard when we don't feel honored and protected because of vulnerability. That's a really big subject, isn't it? All over the world. I think of women in Afghanistan or a lot of those countries where nobody really honors and respects what a woman needs. It's so primitive and so scary. So this is just a small version of that. It's not small to Jin or many other women, but some people live in cultures where the woman is is belittled in such a way that nobody cares if she's marauded. That's a hard one. All right, so I'm going to give you the numbers, 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Call in with your point of view about the feminine, the rising feminine. How are you coping with the changing frequencies on the planet right now? And can we make it to a very evolved kind of balanced community before 2012? I bet we can. Let's try. If you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-8763-222, 530-8763-222. And I think you can Skype if you want, but what you want to do is email Seth at BBS Radio and tell him you're going to Skype through, but you've got to tell him first. You can instant message on Skype to Seth at BBS Radio. I think their Skype address is just BBS Radio. And you can instant message to them and tell them that you want to Skype through. But if you don't do that, then it's not set up, so you can't come on the air, you know? So anyway, back to the feminine and Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a really interesting time. Comes right after Easter, and we're always talking about the blooming of springtime, the flowers, the trees, and so on, and I'm sort of smiling, going, well, it's the blooming of the feminine. The feminine is on the rise here. What are your experiences with that right now? Are you feeling the pressure of the rage, of the condemnation of women? What's going on with you? I have another little thing to say, which is a little bit different, but it's about the swine flu. And one of the things that's interesting about that, I was telling Bob about this recently, that most of the people that talk to me about the swine flu are really alert to the fact that it's a kind of a trumped-up thing or that it's contrived. Not that there aren't people that are sick, but everybody that... the news kept talking about how there's been this pandemic and how are we going to handle it and so on. And let's go back to the patriarchy and the feminine. That's not nurturing stuff. That is a really dangerous approach. That is seeding fear to freak everybody out, keep us home, keep us from flying, keep us also, oh goody, I'll take your call in just a minute, keep us feeling victimized by it when the reality is that what we need to learn to do is make sure we've washed our hands, clean up the environment again. It's all the same stuff. If you think there are viruses or bugs or germs and stuff, you get cleaning it up. But also, look at your brain. Are you really afraid? Are you vulnerable? Is your fear suppressing your immune system? These are things we need to learn. So that kind of stuff doesn't have to, we don't have to be victimized for the great business of, I didn't hear him. Just a sec, Bob's trying to tell me something. Oh, okay. That Galexis, who's been a guest on our show a couple of times, Galexis is a channeled group, something like Jackie's team. Wow, they're all different, aren't they? Galexis is, I think it's called GalexisSpirit.com. Anyway, if you Google Galexis, you'll be able to find them. But they just sent out an email, which is wonderful, and it has bites from their most recent presentation in the Topanga or the LA area talking about the flu and how the suppressed that rage is a great way to suppress your rage is a great way to suppress the immune system, which leaves us very susceptible to the flu. They've got a wonderful email that they sent out, and it also includes, you can click it and you can hear their talk and their meditation on the swine flu. It's really worth paying attention, but I am very conscious that fear is a great way for us to get sick. Hey, that's not news to you, is it? Now, somebody's waiting patiently online. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
I'm so patient.
You are?
You read my mind when you were talking about the flu. I thought, oh, the Galexis thing, and then you said it.
Ah, well, that was Bob reminded me. I almost didn't say it, so there you have it.
I was like, now where did I hear that thing about rage? Hiya.
Hello, darling. Do you have a question? Do you have some comments?
I,
do you have some absolute feminine unfoldment?
I have the question. For a while, you went off my computer, so I didn't get... I was right in the middle of the structures, and it cut out, but I finished on my own.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know, but it came back. Probably Mercury retrograde.
I don't know, but you know what? Somebody was explaining, and maybe Deb Crow or somebody like that will phone in, but somebody was explaining to me that Uranus was creating a lot of havoc, and Uranus is very good for sudden inventions, sudden changes, but it can wreak havoc upon... electronics.
Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman. Yeah, so anyway, what's up with you, girl? How are you?
I'm okay, but things are getting pretty shaky. Where's the love and money?
Did you say the love and money or love and money?
Love and money. I couldn't make up my mind which one to ask about, so.
We got to start with the love, I think, okay?
I do, too. I always put that first.
And you have done an awful lot of work. I'm not mentioning this young lady's name because she doesn't like me to do that. But we've experienced you before, and I've watched you make huge progress for the last several years or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the love is just beginning. You know, it's funny about you because it's like you've, when I look inside of you, and the guides show this, it's like you've got this sort of spiraling self moving up through, and the heart is beginning to open at a new level. I think you're going to find that over the next 2 weeks or so, that there's a lot more, like a lot of us get impatient because we wait so long for love, but there's a kind of love you're gestating deep within, and it's coming up, and you should receive, you should be feeling a new kind of opening over the next couple of weeks. And I think what you're being protected from is relationship until, you know, if the cake isn't quite cooked yet and you take it out of the oven too soon.
Yes, I totally understand.
Yep, I think that's what's going on. I don't know about the money part. It doesn't look like you're trying really hard. Whackety whack goes the
I'm people. Not really good at this marketing thing, you know.
Oh, you're not?
I got to get that piece.
What about your, have you been going to any of the fairs?
Well, it's been raining and stuff, but I'm getting started. I did a whole series of new paintings. And okay, but that's still it, the markets and the...
Yeah, but I think there's another teaching job coming up for you as well.
Really?
Do you want it?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to go back to that world.
Okay, that's probably why I was seeing that you weren't trying very hard. Because there is that possibility, and it's all kind of in a funny little tangle inside of you. I think art-wise, if you can get to a few more, and you may have to travel for this, get to a few more fairs and so on, you'll make more money, and that'll make you feel good. You need to get your website selling your stuff as well. Are you doing that?
I got a website.
Is it working?
I got a website, and I'm going to update it.
Are you getting pictures of all your art stuff?
Yes.
Good girl. Because it looks like by, this is June. It looks like by June, mid-June, you should be picking up on the money part.
Okay.
And the reason
That's for that is, a lot of things supposed to shift around the solstice, right? The summer solstice.
Yes. But for you especially, because you look like you're, if we could do this vibrationally, pretend vibrationally you're moving uphill. And so you feel vibrational, like you might be trudging. But it seems like all of a sudden things open for you, and then you'll start receiving, giving and receiving both the love and the money. And I'm not sure, but there's a gathering of women of some sort in June, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A big one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was sort of planning on going to it, the Women's Northern California Women's Herbal Symposium.
Yay, we'll go.
Yeah, that's the one, huh?
Uh-huh. It's probably not the only one I see going to a bunch of things, but that one seems to kick off a new expansion in you. So I would call in. You know, when you're doing the structures and bringing in the light, that's going to help you open your heart. It's going to help us all clear the feminine suppressions as well. And remember, we're being helped by the universe. Yay!
Oh, boy, are we. And Mother Mary is around a lot. It feels like both Marys.
I love May is always, to me, Mary month.
It is. It's her month, isn't it? I was doing some research about Beltane. It talked about that a long time ago, it was the earth, the mother, before the pole. We had a May bowl before we had a May pole.
So it was her month. I remember
it. It is her month, yeah. It's Mary's month.
Yeah. When I was a little Catholic girl in school, every May we would all have, we had a pageant where we all wore different colored dresses and we would sing. Were you Catholic?
No, but two people recently were talking about their Catholic Mary thing for
May. It was so beautiful, and we would sing, Oh, Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today. And it was just so beautiful, and we'd fling these little blossoms around. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very...
Well, that's what they took from the pagans, right? And they tweaked it.
I just thought it was Mary's, and it was her idea.
I think it comes from the May Day celebration back under the grove.
You're absolutely
right. The
standing
stone.
I was just being kind of cheeky.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you for your call, and you will be just rolling in it, girl.
Oh, yippee.
But remember,
well,
the love is,
reading.
The love is a really wonderful resource.
What's that? It's a really wonderful?
Resource. Money isn't the only resource, right?
Absolutely. And the love that I'm capable of feeling and putting out in the world, is that what you're referring to?
Yep. You're coming up with a brand new frequency in a little while, and it's sort of spiraling its way up through you like a backward corkscrew.
And is there anything I could do to enhance that? Is there an extra special meditation?
I actually, the first thing they say is sing and dance. Just get your body moving. Move your body. Are you moving your body much at all?
Moving. I'm just starting to move again, you know, after the injury.
Yeah. Well, they want you to move your body because that's a great way to, you know what it does. It moves the endorphins in the brain, and it also just gets the frequencies of the body moving upwardly.
Okay.
But thank you for your call, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll call you soon for a reading.
I'd love that.
When it's rolling in, I'll roll that way.
That'll be great.
I love you.
Love you, too. Thanks for your call.
Blessed
be. So that was a good example of how we're all going through an awakening period, and we got to help it along. We help it by releasing and by expanding our dreams, intending, clearing. So I hope if any of you have, and check out Galex is for, or I can also send you the email that she sent out, the vibrational, the meditation and the vibrational healing tool. Oh, somebody else sent us an amazing sound therapy healing thing for the swine flu. And then a friend sent us one from, just a sec here, a friend sent me one from Michael and Leslie Tierra, their herbalist, and there's some, okay, I'm reading some stuff here, for flu prevention. Oh, goody, if you'll just wait a moment, I'll be with you. There's a bitter herb known as boneset, Eupatorium perfoliatum or something, and that's apparently a good thing to take, and a Chinese formula called jade screen or Yuping Feng San. And then, it's mixed with three different herbs. But because I have somebody here, I don't think I'll spend my time reading this. But there are herbal remedies that are very, very good for it. And I don't know, but I really like oil of oregano. It seems to have helped me out of some pretty serious bacterial or infections this winter. So I think I'd recommend that as an immune booster, too. Welcome. You are on the air. How are you?
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to comment about that first phone call about the Leering thing, and I also got cut off, so I didn't hear the whole thing, and then it came back on, and I thought it was my computer, but apparently it wasn't. Anyway, about that Leering thing, I didn't catch the whole conversation, but I think I got the gist of it. What I wanted to say about the anger of, in response to the Leering is everything starts in the mind. You know, you're actually having sex with somebody as soon as you start thinking about it. Because everything starts with a thought, you know. So who's to say when sex starts? And I think it starts in the mind. And so to get angry when someone does that kind of leering, I think is probably a subconscious reaction, but an appropriate one.
I think most of us women have experienced being leered at in ways that are fairly subtle, but you can feel it a mile away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but especially in the Latino world, that seems to come across a lot.
Or Italian.
Yes.
Yeah. That is part of the Latino world. But, you know, I think the interesting thing about her call, Vicki, is that it's very often a kind of a suppressive thing for a woman who tries to get support for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a really important thing to remember. And sending her light back out is really crucial. I didn't get into that because she and I had already talked.
Well, I would also suggest to her that she start thinking about things happening the way she wants them to happen and being responded to in the way she wants to instead of focusing on the way she doesn't want to be responded to. Because she's going to create whichever one she's putting her focus on more.
Yes, you're right.
You know, and I know it's really hard to focus on the way you want it when, you know, it's just so paramount the way you don't want it. But, you're creating. You have to take some responsibility in creating your part of the experience.
You're absolutely right. However, there are times that people go through where they're very fragile?
Yes.
And
yeah,
so,
yeah. I think in the when you're going through it, this all doesn't make any sense. But now that she's not, she's got time to think about it, it might make more sense.
Yeah. I thought it would be handy to have a woman who had seen that happen, because a lot of times we can support each other in that kind of, you know, that way.
I didn't catch what you said. I can barely hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, okay.
It's my phone.
I said it would have been fine if she could find or if she knew a woman who was actually able to have seen that, because the kind of support you get and then absolutely being able to create your thinking better and all of that, you get booted up again, don't you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I missed that part of the conversation, I think.
Yeah, I think it's really important. But thank you so much for your call. I quoted you earlier. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. And then you went offline, and everything like Mercury went into that Mercury retrograde thing, I think. But yes.
Thank you very much for your comments, Vicki. You're very right on.
Yes, thank you. Talk to you later.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, I think we have time for one more call, but I'll just say quickly, my paradigm shifter today is Kelly Hart. And he does, his website is greenhomebuilding.com. And he's also got Earthships. I think it's earthships.com. And he's got earthbags.com. This guy is really amazing. He's got all these ways of building houses. I mean, we could even build our own houses. They're fairly inexpensive. And there was all kinds of, like, natural materials. You know, he does the straw bale and the cob and the ones that have been going strong for some years. But he also uses polypropylene bags and fills them with whatever, maybe the dirt in your backyard and so on, to build up the walls and the structure of a house. So that it's really worth going. If you haven't got time to listen to the show, Paradigm Shifters, at 5 o'clock today, do go into his website and check out all the different ways you can build a house, or you can help others build their house out of recycled material, out of steel, out of kind of a version of paper mache, papercrete, and all these different things. I just got so darned excited. I went running down to tell Bob. I thought we should at least try to build a small edifice out in the backyard and learn how to do it, because he's absolutely right. He's putting housing in the hands of people that might not be able to afford it, and it's sustainable housing. I love the idea. I remember learning when I was in Tucson, and a lot of my friends were into Adobe and rammed earth, and my daughter was studying it and so on. And I was reading how the women in various countries used to build their mud houses, for example, and then if they felt like changing the shape of the windows or the doors or changing anything, just wet it all down, and the mom and the kids would change the house around, literally. And it was just so forgiving. Anyway, it'd be really worth listening to Kelly Hart at 5 o'clock today, or check out his website, greenhomebuilding.com. And I'm going to be on Thursday night with Jackie Salvitti and the team. Jackie's recovering beautifully from her surgery, and we're going to do some interviewing of the team, find out what's up with them. And next week, I have a new astrologer on. He's not new, but he's new to my show. But he's an old friend of mine named David Pond, and he's going to come on and talk about going through these crazy, tumultuous times using some astrological perceptions. And he has his new book, and I forget what it's called. Gol darn it, I'm always coming to the phone without all my bits and pieces of paper. Anyway, he's going to be a really wonderful, he's very amusing, he's very wise, and he's got... website, I think, is a reflect. His name is David Pond, as in the little water pond. And his website, I think, is called The Reflecting Pond or something. But if you Google David Pond, the astrologer, you'll be able to see his stuff. So you can tune in next week to Paradigm Shifters or check the archives. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm saying to you all, let's do as much of the clearing of the feminine suppressions as we can. And I think women are learning to support one another. We need to be helpful. We need to be. This whole time is a time of moving into a collaborative reality. That's one where we put our heads together to build, for example, sustainable housing communities, or improve the education systems, or help the women in Afghanistan get free to express their real selves. I think that the systems are breaking down because of some of the unlimitation that's going on out in the universe, that the astrological explanations, which talk about how the frequencies are changing, because we brutalized our collective too much, and all of that had to break apart. I really feel like we're moving and grooving and creating a much higher resonant field for all of us to bloom in. Isn't it exciting that the feminine is really going to be what leads the parade? I think it's Linda Sherman. Linda Sherman says that she thinks that it's the grannies that are going to lead the way. And that's a whole other discussion. So email me, Veronica, at veronicaentwistle.com, if you'd like a healing session with me and with my guides and angels. Or if you've got feedback on this show, or you have suggestions for guests for Paradigm Shifters. And what else? We're on GlastonburyRadio.uk. GlastonburyRadio.co.uk. Now they're running Paradigm Shifters over there, and we're going to be running our shows on Live 365 under Conscious Energy. So I'll see you all at the top of the hour talking to, I'll see those of you who have time or have the radio somewhere where you can hear it, talking to Kelly Hart and learning all about green home building and recycled stuff building. All right, much love to all of you, and we'll talk soon.